You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 18th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. You'll find previous Rumble postings. You'll see where to push live and join us in studio. If so, welcome. Or catch it later. Pull it up at your pleasure. Same thing with our podcast at larryconnorsusa.com. Or Larry Connors USA Facebook. All right, so the latest word out of Mar-a-Lago, as we've been trying to keep you updated in the previous hour, the U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, the same one who signed the search warrant based on the affidavit given him by the FBI, now says, all right, I am going to order portions of the affidavit unsealed. The government's been arguing you can't unseal any of it. It might provide a roadmap of the ongoing investigation still in its early stages, the government prosecutor claiming the country is in a, quote, volatile state. Releasing names of witnesses or FBI agents would chill other witnesses who may still come forward. Forward for what? You were seizing boxes of papers that supposedly originally the story was the National Archives said it needed them. They were taken and they should be in the hands of the National Archives. And some might be top secret or classified or even the highest level of top secret. But remember, Trump does have the authority, as every president does, to take every document and declassify it by just will. Doesn't have to have an order, just says these are unclassified. So we don't know the exact details of those, and I don't expect much to come from the portion of the affidavit they say they're going to. The government's going to have 1 week to submit proposed redactions for the judge to see, and he might add some his own redactions. He said if the government or media object, because numerous members of the state-controlled media, yes, even CNN, NNN, and others want to see the affidavit, he said, if you object, well, then you can also appeal that ruling. But he did order at this time the application for the warrant. Big deal. If it just says, hey, here's the application for the warrant, we want the details inside the warrant. And then they will apparently unseal the cover sheet. Don't expect a lot to come out of it to this point. It's also continues to be a battle over security cameras inside the Trump residence, as what they recorded about the agents, if anything was recorded. Trump says that they want our cameras cut off. We didn't cut them off. So what tape exists and who's going to end up having it? Who has it now? President Biden's administration announcing today that we're going to hold formal trade talks with the Taiwanese government this fall. Well, immediately, word from China, we firmly oppose this. That's just threatening situation escalation. Ukraine sending a message to Russia. You continue what you're doing to us. We may retake what you annexed in 2014 under Obama when he sent blankets to help Ukrainians. No weapons. That was when they overtook Crimea. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admits that her agency had numerous failings in dealing with COVID, and she says, we're going to start overhauling and reviewing and seeing what needs to be done. We're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. And in my mind, I already know one thing that should happen. You're probably already there ahead of me, aren't you? We'll get to that later. Sales of existing homes in the U.S. falling by more than expected in July, high borrowing costs, tight inventories. We're in a recession. They don't want to admit it, but we are. And the Russian government announcing it's bringing back a Soviet-era honorary title and financial award for Russian women who have 10 or more children. Decree signed by Vladimir Putin. Once again, any Russian women who give birth and raise 10 Russian citizens, they'll get a reward of 1 million Russian rubles. That'd be about 16,000 U.S. dollars. Once the 10th child turns 1 year of age, that's when they would get it. And over here, the left can't wait to kill babies. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
A scathing review of the CDC, finding the agency repeatedly botched its pandemic response and failed to meet the moment of crisis. The CDC, long under fire for its guidance on masking and vaccines over the last 2 years.
It's just really confusing. So it's just like this patchwork of different like rules.
It's like contradicting. It's like a lot of stuff going on. Oh, don't do this, don't do that, and then you have to listen to both.
The CDC's own director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, calling for the internally initiated review, studying the CDC's handling of the pandemic during both this and the previous administration. The review found the center's COVID recommendations confusing and overwhelming, and its website not easy to navigate. Dr. Walensky vowing a major overhaul of the agency. She's also calling for internal staffing changes and sharing information faster in plain language, easy to understand.
Let me help CDC Director Walensky with staffing changes. Let's begin by you walking out the door and never coming back. I was having a little tweet fest with someone today that represents I'm not going to get into it in full detail. If you follow my tweets, you will have already seen it anyway. But the differences we were having is that this person that was making the statements that said that, let me get the exact quote. I don't like going off the top of my head sometimes, but she was saying, and she is a contributor for Fox News, I'll just leave it at that, but basically that she was, Rochelle Walensky was going to do what she could to kind of change things and make things better. And I said, well, maybe resigning would be the first thing. And the response I got back was, well, maybe she should resign, but maybe better she stick around and fixes what she can. And I repeated, no, maybe. There's no maybe to it. As I said, it wasn't just failure. She was complicit in lies and false information. And I described her as an arsonist in a fireworks stand. Get her out of the way. She was in charge of this agency. By her own statement yesterday, she's had plenty of time to be ready for what we ended up facing. Now, I'm going to grant you, we were all caught off guard. We were also being lied to by China. We were being lied to by the World Health Organization. And Dr. Fake, who is part of the National Institutes of Health, not directly under the CDC, but the CDC was pretty much going along with them. And you recall one time Dr. Fake said, I wouldn't be surprised if the CDC says we can drop the mask in the near future. And voila, within a week, here came the pronouncement from the CDC. Yeah, you can go without the mask. And then until they went back again. But she had plenty of time and opportunities to correct mistakes and certainly not continue to add to the lies and the confusion. Here's a statement Rochelle Walensky released yesterday. She said, for 75 years, CDC and public health have been preparing for COVID-19. For 75 years. Now, she's not talking specifically about COVID-19, but such an epidemic, a pandemic. She said, we've been preparing for COVID-19, and our big moment, our performance, did not reliably meet expectations. She said, as a longtime admirer of this agency and a champion for public health, I want us all to do better. It starts with CDC leading the way. Well, from the very beginning, CDC was under heat because of the response was not complete understanding. Of course, Trump was in office, too. They wanted to lay that on Trump at the time. But who got the vaccines fast-tracked? Trump. They were rushed in, and they were not going through their normal, standard, regulatory FDA approval process. They were approved for emergency use. And I'm not saying that I'm an anti-vaxxer, because I'm not. I've had them, because I told my daughters when they insisted I get them, I said, I will. I'm not going to lie to my daughters. But at the same time, a lot of people were being ordered, you either get the shot or you're going to lose your job, when they became available. But before that, we also had the issue with the mask. Remember in the beginning, Dr. Fake himself said, oh, you won't need a mask. Won't do any good anyway. And Walensky went along with that. She went along with that. And why? Well, because they had a shortage of masks. They knew they had a shortage. And if you told everybody you need to get a mask, there were not going to be enough for first responders and those who were actually dealing directly with the patients in the beginning. I understand that, but all you had to do is be truthful or just don't say anything. Over the decades as a news reporter investigating things, if I ever have somebody lie to me, I'm going to call them out. But if they just say, I can't answer, or I won't answer, or no comment, that's it. But when they give me an answer, which I know is false, it's going to come back on them. I noticed a few others were responding to the exchange we were having in our tweets. And one of them said, relocate the National Institutes of Health and the CDC, it looks like everything from the D.C. burbs to flyover country. We would immediately get more accountability. So that's what they're suggesting. But then, of course, at one point, the CDC also came out with a new guidance. And this is what I was talking about earlier, that Dr. Fake said, I would not be surprised if in the near future the CDC changes the guidance on how long you must be quarantined. Do you not think he had some communication with CDC before he even makes that statement? Or did he make the statement and they just meekly followed behind and delivered what he suggested? It became a point of contention. Listen to this reporter questioning Walensky about the issue of changing quarantine time.
Your agency, you know this, is facing a lot of criticism over these new guidelines over isolation and not requiring a five-day test to get out of those isolations. The American Medical Association is saying, going as far as saying they're not only confusing, but they risk spreading this virus even further. Are they wrong?
Let me just clarify and say isolation, we talk about isolation in the context of people who've been, who've had a positive test, who know that they are infected. And we have now dozens of studies referenced on the CDC website that have demonstrated that you are most infectious in the 1 to 2 days before your symptoms and the 2 to 3 days after your symptoms. So by 5 days after your symptoms, the vast majority of your contagiousness is really behind you. Now, I've read the AMA statement, and I have deep respect for the AMA, but I will also say we've heard a lot of support for our ongoing guidance from public health partners, from other clinical and laboratory partners as well.
Yeah, but were you following science, or were you looking at how do we go ahead and open the country up? Now, of course, I'm against what they did when it came to this onerous lockdown. Many of you are. Some of you aren't. That's fine. Some of you are still wearing masks to this day. Some of you will be dragging a cigarette out to smoke while you drop your mask under your chin. So I guess the smoke will protect you from any COVID-19 that might be moving in the air at that point, if that's what your point is. I have no idea at this point. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm not even trying to slander you. I'm just saying I don't get it, but that's your decision. It's your decision. You're allowed to do what you want. But to Dr. Walensky saying, I respect the AMA, but basically adding, but we're smarter than they are. That's what she's suggesting. I want you to listen to Dr. Harmon, who is the executive president of the AMA regarding the isolation time.
5 days seems a little quick to let someone release back into the wild without at least negative testing before they're going back, even if they're wearing masks, even if they're wearing medical grade masks. Putting someone back into the environment that could spread this, and some of the data shows it, as many as 31% of those after 5 days still shed the virus, that's a little inherent risk that I'm not willing to buy into right now.
I mean, the CDC director, when asked about this, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said she implied that rapid tests were not as reliable as they've been sold, although that's somewhat contrary to what she said at the beginning of the pandemic. What do you make of that? Do you think that rapid tests are reliable?
Well, I use them. All of us use them. We make a determination whether to put someone in isolation when they come in.
And you heard the reporter point out that here's another case where Walensky said one thing and then turns around and says something different. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, and listening to Walensky talk about where we failed and now how we're going to fix it. Here's Senator Paul.
Well, they say part of the road to recovery is admitting that you have a problem. So I guess they have now admitted they have a problem. But like so many things at the CDC, the left has misdiagnosed the problem and they're going to misapply the solution. It wasn't that they acted too sparingly. The problem was that they acted too quickly and not based on science. It wasn't that they were, waiting around for science. They were reacting every week with a new edict that contradicted the previous week's edict. They also commissioned studies that completely dismissed the idea that you got immunity from COVID after having had it. So how can you do a study of whether a vaccine or a booster works if an arm of the study is not people who have actually already had the disease? If you discount having the disease, most of the studies are worthless.
And that's pretty much what happened, isn't it? In fact, even Walensky acknowledged that some of the criticism is valid. She said, we're going to take a number of steps to change culture. Change culture? What does that mean? Your culture was, we're going to lock everybody down? We're going to ignore science? You didn't do the studies that Rand Paul just talked about, Senator Rand Paul, that said, well, if you're not going to include those who already had it, and immunity, natural immunity, well, then you're not really complete. But again, remember, Dr. Fake was also in the midst of all of this. He has yet to offer an apology to say I was wrong at any point. He continues to push it. I know, and you don't.
As you just showed multiple examples of the rather severe disruption of society from people who are out of work because, in fact, they are infected. So they were trying to strike a balance. How do we do good public health principles at the time we don't have to get to the point where you're forced to essentially shut the country down? And the decision was made that for people who are asymptomatic, that they should go into isolation for 5 days. And if they remain asymptomatic, they can then go back to their function, provided they consistently wear a mask.
It makes no sense. It never has. And people did lose jobs, getting fired. They lost income. Kids lost a chance at a full and proper education. And yes, lives were lost. Lives were lost because of COVID, even for those who took precautions as they were advised to do so. And now they're pushing again vaccines for children when all the facts and the data say, I wonder if the CDC will retract this, when all the facts and the data say that 0.01% of the deaths involve those below age 18, and those cases involve children that had some other morbidity of some type. Going to reorganize, you want to reshuffle, you want to sit in your chair, Dr. Walensky, and take notes and then say, okay, here's our plan. Well, while you're in the process of doing that, Senator Rand Paul also has a very simple solution. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So what I would suggest if they want to reorganize is humility. I think they need to step back and get back into the advice game, not the mandate game. So with masks, they should have said the evidence is inconclusive. For the most part, cloth masks don't work. If you're at high risk or in a situation where you're having to take care of a family member, you might want to wear a mask. But there's no scientific evidence of any randomized controlled study that masks actually reduce the incidence in the public sphere of the transmission of the disease, and then you make your own decision. Instead, they became so obsessed and thought they knew the truth. They were so adamant that they knew the truth that they were going to tell everybody what to do and what to wear. And that was their mistake, was a lack of humility. So if the reorganization says we're going to be humble, try to look through the science, and when it's equivocal, give advice, not mandates. That's what I would suggest to them.
That is Senator Rand Paul on CDC. If they're really going to try to change things from how they handled COVID. And again, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, had said our agency, quote, did not meet expectations. And we do need to overhaul operations after an internal An external review found shortcomings, and we're going to do a deeper internal review. Guidance documents were confusing, overwhelming, the website not easy to navigate. She said it's important to restructure everything and produce plain language guidance. And, quote, it also takes too long for CDC to publish its data and science for decision-making, so we need to expedite publication. Okay, so you recognized all of that. Did you look in the mirror? That was my question for Rochelle Walensky. That's why I got in this little tweet fest with a Fox contributor today when she said, I want to give the CDC director credit for bluntly confronting the costly mistakes. Few government officials ever take responsibility. Well, but she's not going to pay a price, it appears, at this point. And I said, on one hand, I agree. On the bigger hand, she was the captain and created her own lies, ineptitude, massive failure, and now overhaul, begin with terminating her. And someone else adding into the tweet fight said, keeping a bureaucrat in place to do the same thing over and over again? That's your definition of stupid. I added that. They didn't. But this review by an official in the Department of Health and Human Services did say, yeah, the CDC should share scientific findings and data faster and be more transparent about what's going on. But see, it was more than that. It was not just confusion and not just dealing with something new. And as she said, for 75 years, CDC and public health have been preparing for such an event like this, and we weren't prepared. On one hand, I can understand that they weren't fully prepared. I can understand a lot of questions because we were lied to by the Chinese. We were lied to by the World Health Organization. We were lied to by Dr. Fauci saying a mask isn't going to be important when, in fact, they knew that you should get one, then later ordered that you had to wear one. And then that if you got the vaccine, you wouldn't have to wear the mask. And they had to change that again. And now they're adding boosters. Now they want to give more shots to kids. And then, of course, we have the governor of New York that was telling nursing homes, if you have COVID patients, they stay there. If the hospital sends them back, you keep them there. Basically, you put them in a death camp. And we had hundreds, still uncounted hundreds, who died in those nursing homes. And then we also had numbers that were probably blown out of proportion. Somebody dies in a car wreck, but to find out they had COVID, they might be listing it as death due to COVID. Is that a stretch? Am I going too far with that? I don't think so. Not entirely. That was the other thing. And constantly, all the state-controlled media, death numbers daily. I lost a very dear relative to COVID. Younger than me, I thought in better health, but something went wrong. And that's why my daughters insisted I had to get the vaccine. So I did, only for them. I've had no real repercussions, but I have been diagnosed with COVID once since getting them and a booster. And I think not too long ago, I probably had another touch of it. Just felt flu-like, just tired, worn down. I don't know if it's COVID, but I'm not going to bother go testing again. Everybody has COVID now, when you get down to it. All right, coming up, how the Republican Party and the Democrat Party move forward. Not just for 2022, but for 2024 and beyond. And you're going to hear from a political advisor for Bill Clinton, who actually got Bill Clinton elected right out of Arkansas. That would be Nolan's James Carville. Going to come here with his Nolan's accent and tell you what's wrong with Republicans. They're evil.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Our people are kind of silly. They're people actually. Racism is evil. All right, misogyny is evil. I'm sorry. A pronoun is, to me, is okay. Fine. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you want to be a vegan, I don't care. Eat what you want to eat. All right, but that's not the same thing. Mm. All right, it's just not. Mm. And yet, the media it is addicted to both sides of them. Well, you have your crazies, and they have their crazies. What the hell's the difference? Mm. A lot.
A lot. James Carville in an interview with The Hill TV about Republican and Democrat voters, and basically his premise is that majority of Republican voters are stupid and evil. I'm looking at a survey, two of them actually, two recent YouGov polls taken from August 13 to 16. 15 adult U.S. citizens were asked, are you more or less enthusiastic about voting in this election compared to the previous congressional election year? 51% of Republicans said they were more enthusiastic. Now, again, that was August 13 to 16. That's an increase of 6 points since they took the poll in August 7 to 9, when it showed only 45% were more enthusiastic. Why? What's the difference? The FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. It has sparked so much rage and anger within conservatives and even some Democrats and many independents. You don't have any basis for what you've done. I mean, you're just fishing. This court hearing that took place today, and I told you that the judge has said, all right, I'm going to order you to unseal some things. Unseal the cover page for the affidavit. Unseal different little versions, but when it comes down to it, you're not really going to get to see the full affidavit. And then he's going to give the lawyers a chance to redact anything they choose before they even release partial unsealing of the documents. In other words, you put your money into the damn machine and you want the red gumball and you keep getting white. You put more money in, you get another white one. You can't get the red one. You can't even get a blue one. You can't get a yellow. You get white every time, and that's not what you wanted. No, it's not a racial joke. It's a simple fact. If you've ever tried to get a particular gumball out of a machine and trying to get the one color you want to eat. But the raid itself has set off anger, obviously, within the Republican ranks. And I think that could be good for the Republicans because they're being outspent in some of these races by a large part. Democrats have a lot of elitist folks that are giving them money, Hollywood and so forth. Republicans don't have that kind of source on a constant basis. So if it gets them more riled up and more do go the polls, that's good because these midterms are that critical. You got to get control of the House. You got to maintain what you have in the Senate and flip some Republican. You're never going to get answers to the things that bother you about this administration and what's being done until you do that. No calling in threats to shoot and harm FBI, IRS, or other law enforcement personnel is not only wrong and illegal, it's stupid. Don't be stupid. You just give them, the other side, more opportunity to label you as a crazy. But you just heard James Carville say, well, the mediaism, they're trying to trade both sides. You got your crazy and we got our crazy, but it's all the same, but there's not. There's a lot of difference. A lot of difference, he said. And he also added, while he's talking about how the Republicans are evil and stupid, he also calls out, you sweet little Democrats sitting there enjoying things and thinking you're safe from any attacks by James Carville. Better close up your ears. Here he comes.
So much of what's happened to my party is we tend to get defined by some overeducated, totally doofus coastal elites that are out trying to write dictionaries or something unrelated to anybody's life. And that kind of stuff has a tendency to be very sticky, to stick with people. It's not who the party is. They're a very small part of the Democratic Party. These people have the ability to irritate. They have the ability to come up with really stupid things, like defund the police. three worst words ever in the English language, maybe. And you know, it's, you know, let's get rid of Abraham Lincoln. That takes a really smart person to come up with that.
And that would be Democrats. He calls it the way he sees it, and that's fine. This interview, I need to go back. I meant to check it. Let me see if I can do this real quick for us, because I didn't get a date on actually when this interview went down. Give me one second. A lot of folks, you watch this on rumble.com. You see me constantly on the computer. Well, I'm always looking for something new and get some more information for you that I don't have at that time. And on this one, here we go. I'll get the exact date here, because I want to know, there was not one question in that reference the Mar-a-Lago raid, and I want to see why it wasn't. Was it because it had not happened yet? I'm looking at the date of the interview, and it's dated, the story itself is dated the 17th, yesterday. I can't believe that somebody with a Hill did that interview and they didn't raise question one about Mar-a-Lago and also how it might affect the election. So once again, to James Carville on what did take place on the interview, and that is the issues for Republicans.
The problem the Republican Party has is they got really stupid people that vote in their primaries. And when you have that, you're going to get in really stupid people demand to have really stupid leaders. And that's where the Republican Party is now. And that's why if you go look at it, it's not, you know, not all of it. There's obviously some very high quality, you know, smart, patriotic Republicans. But they're not in the majority. And they would tell you that themselves.
Well, they were not in the majority, except in Wyoming, where Liz Cheney loses a primary, endorsed by Trump. And in every other case, except for maybe 20 out of 180-plus endorsements he's given, they voted the way Trump endorsed. Again, I'm looking at this interview, and I find nothing that indicates that it was not done long before the raid. I do see one little piece on here where he said this might be the biggest thing since 9/11. I do see that, so I guess it was included to some extent, just not on the clip I was able to pull up and see right away. But I will add to that, since we're talking about the raid, Lisa Booth is a contributor for Fox News. And she raised a question today on Outnumbered program on Fox. She said, all of this lacks any sort of common sense, logical reasoning. If these documents were so important, if it was all this classified information, if it was so important, why wait 18 months? That's when Trump originally left with the boxes. Why would Merrick Garland allegedly, how he mulled around for a while trying to figure out if this was the right decision? If these documents were so important, why wait so long? Now, we're not talking about the full 18 months. Maybe he only learned about it 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks before the raid. But again, why wait? Timing it for what? Biden to go on vacation? For Christopher Wray to finish his Senate testimony, knowing the raid was getting ready to go down, get out of town before it took place, where he wouldn't have to answer questions right away? He said, we're being told, as Trump supporters and Republicans, we need to tone down the rhetoric. But you had the former CIA tweeting that Trump supporters and conservatives are worse than ISIS. I did see that tweet earlier, and I was going to get to it, and that's a good way to bring it up. Yeah, former CIA director said Trump supporters and conservatives in general are worse than ISIS. I don't know of any conservative, any Trump supporter chopping heads off. Do you? Tone down the rhetoric? How about looking back in the mirror again? Coming up, strippers want more money. You want to give it to them? Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, let me begin with this story for you, and that is that this is coming out of Texas in a Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They are directing the school staff and librarians to remove books that have been challenged through the district's formal complaint process over the last year. That includes the Bible. Remove the Bible from the public schools, the library. This is at the Keller Independent School District Board, Tarrant County, as I say, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Now, they say that all the books will be removed, and they'll be looked at, reviewed again, and then they'll go back on the shelf if they meet the policy. How they comply with the new policy, why they would ever look at the Bible as being something to be removed, I don't know. Now, they are taking an illustrated adaptation of Anne Frank's diary. Do not confuse that with Anne Frank's diary. This is an illustration which might have some sexual content included in it. I haven't seen it, don't care to, but that's what they're going to be doing. And if I'm going to bore you with this next story, because I think that it just makes me happy, you'll just have to bear with it. But I tell you what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. For those who heard the first hour, I will not repeat it right now. I'll give you a little bit of time to figure out what story it might be that has just had me ecstatic all day since I saw this story happen. I'll hold it. Let me give you this other one, which I was teasing going into the break. The performers at a Los Angeles club, performers, that's a nicer word maybe than stripper, but that's what we're talking about here. The strippers at a nightclub in L.A. are trying to unionize. They want collective bargaining. Well, where are they? Oh, you want to go? Okay, it's the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar. And they're submitting a petition to unionize. One dancer said, we like what we do. We would like our jobs even more if we had more basic worker protections. Well, I'm for giving them protection. Are you not? Are you not for making sure everybody has good job protections and environment that they're working in? Now, your job might be far different than burying yourself and taking dollar bills stuffed into your underwear or wherever, but strippers are entitled to unionize, are they not? They're not apparently getting enough money from the clientele either, so it may be a way to help them out, that they also want health insurance and workers' compensation. But here's where I'm having a little issue with it. They would also, by union, be able to fight against discrimination, unjust terminations, and protection from sexual harassment. Now, that one, I'm sorry. I have nothing against strippers. I'm not saying that way. Just hang on. Don't jump ahead of me. I'm just saying that you really want to be protected from sexual harassment for dancing on the pole? I don't think that was really going to play out that well. They are now, either way, starting to pick at the club and going to start a public information campaign, and they're being supported by Strippers United. You didn't know that existed, did you? It's a nonprofit group advocating for dancers' rights. Oh, and by the way, Yelp actually has a rating service on strippers, and apparently no one at this club averages even 4 stars. So they obviously need some help. Clientele's been down, closed for COVID, everything else, and plus they want to be protected from sexual harassment. I don't know how that part's going to play out. Yes, I'm mocking and having some fun with it, and yet I'm going to acknowledge to you, and I hope you do too as well, these might be women that are very attractive or not, but it's the way they can figure out they can make money, quote, legally, end of quote, and maybe the only thing they are qualified to do because they didn't get a chance in education or they got so many other things going on. Who knows what kind of baggage someone has? So I don't want to be judgmental with them. What I would ask in a judgment about LeBron James and this new contract he has with the L.A. Lakers. Now, by the way, he could give them some money and help them out considerably. He's got a new 2-year contract worth $97.1
million.
$97.1 million? LeBron, how about the $0.1 million? Did you really argue and negotiate $0.1 million after you got $97 million? I'm just asking. And then can you take the $0.1 million and help out some strippers? All right, here's a story that's had me smiling all day since it broke. CNN canceling its Sunday Media Affairs program, reliable sources, and that means the host, Brian Stelter, is departing. The one who claimed that he was ethical and journalistic, worth about $10 million plus, making $1 million a year from CNN and NN. The spigot is being shut off. I'm just thinking. Bear with me. I'm trying to figure out Brian Stelter and the strippers. I'm thinking about Hunter Biden. My bad. I'm sorry. Hey, as always, I appreciate you listening. Encourage others to join us, will you? And do remember our pledge. One nation. Under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.